This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. On Tuesdays, we cover education as part of KERA's American Graduate Initiative. Today, what some North Texas school districts are doing with new scheduling options courtesy of the legislature. Some schools are lengthening days to make up for possible bad weather cancellations. Others are waiting and watching. In the old days, we're talking less than a year ago, Texas schools needed 180 days a year to be legal. Not anymore. The Texas Education Agency now requires 75,600 minutes a year. It's not the state's version of new math.
The main purpose was to provide school districts with more flexibility for making up missed instructional days.
Deetta Culbertson, spokesperson with the Texas Education Agency, says bad weather in recent years forced a lot of North Texas schools to close more than their allotted 2 days a year.
This type of flexibility will really be beneficial to the districts. And even with the Texas Gulf Coast, where we see, unfortunately, hurricanes every couple of years.
By breaking down instruction times to minutes, districts can add a few minutes here, a few there, says Leslie Johnston, spokesperson with the Arlington Schools.
We have added 9 additional minutes for elementary and junior high students this spring semester in order to take advantage of that and not have to use our weather makeup days. High schools already had 10 additional minutes built into their school day. If we do not have any bad weather this semester, they will actually get out of school 2 days early at the end of the school year.
That's a plan Garland's thinking about for the next school year, and that district may consider adding 15 minutes each school day. As for this year, there are no changes. Despite the destructive tornadoes, Garland didn't have to cancel any school days because of them. Some districts, like Highland Park, plan on no changes.
Our approach is that students still need those instructional days rather than trying to tack on an additional few minutes each day so as to have fewer days.
John DeLander is Highland Park's Director of Communications.
We think that's what's right and what's best for our students, and because of that, we'll be recommending a school calendar to our board later this month that has the same number of instructional days next year as we have this year.
Fort Worth ISD says it's taking no action either. Same with Dallas, according to spokesperson Andre Riley. The district's plate's full now, implementing new policies under a new superintendent.
We didn't want to become too aggressive and make too many changes based on the hours alone. And then as we get more clarification from TEA, we'll look to make other changes. But for right now, we're playing it pretty conservatively.
Riley says there's another reason for sitting tight. If the district miscalculates and falls short of rescheduling all the required minutes, it can be fined by the state.
That's a very big risk. A district of our size, with the type of budget that we have, it's more advantageous to be conservative this year, get a great understanding of the rules.
And then next year, Riley says, the district might look at tweaking its schedule or trying a more aggressive calendar. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.